Now here for his exit interview, Art Hughes from the city of Bryan. Art, how are you today?
I'm fine.
What's the fastest you've ever driven?
I can't say, really.
I think I did 100 once, and it scared the hell out of me, so I didn't do that again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've probably driven 90 miles an hour for a while, for a prolonged time, like out in West Texas. You can do that. Not where other cars are, but, you know, out in the world you can do that. So anyhow, here we go. Planning and Zoning Commission. Did some other planning and development stuff before that, a city, and then you went on city council for two terms. I mean, you've been doing this a little bit. Been doing it a while.
I have. I was I got off to a very slow start because I was 50 years old before anybody said, hey, would you be interested in serving on the Zoning Board of Adjustment?
Yeah, coming and doing that.
And my reply was, well, I don't know. What do they do?
Which is always a good thing to ask. But you were an Aggie grad. You left, and you worked up in the Northeast and over on the Atlantic coast. And then you came back, and you know, we understand that coming back home. That's kind of a neat deal. But I know that I'd like to take a minute now for you to maybe look back on your city service. And as you look at what Bryan looks like now from that time when you first sat on the Board of Zoning and Adjustment through Planning and Zoning and to council spots, where do you see that you've been able to leave a mark here in Bryan to make it better?
Well, once again, because of my experience of not really getting involved in local government, not even giving it a thought for so long, one thing I would like to continue to do is to encourage citizens to get involved in local government. What a lot of people don't realize is local government influences our life more than any other government.
Sure.
More than the state, more than the national government. So it makes sense to at least know who you're voting for in elections, and volunteering for committees. And you know, we have a lot of opportunities for people who want to serve the city just as volunteers, whether it's Planning and Zoning Commission, ZBA. I don't know how many we've got, but probably 25 or 30 different
Michelle, you have a
opportunities there.
Well, and the other thing, you know, that I think about is, and you probably saw this even when you were in planning and zoning, suddenly people would think, or people would become aware of something all of a sudden at the last minute, when in fact the city always does a pretty good job of letting people know there are changes on the way. This is what you're looking at. You have a planning and zoning, and then planning and zoning votes on something and it goes to council. But I think we should charge citizens also to pay attention to what's going on in their neighborhoods. Their maps, their plans, their master plans out there, just being aware of that really helps you be a better and more informed citizen too.
Absolutely. And I understand the reason, because I was one of those who probably never voted in local elections for years and years. But you know, I think it's our responsibility to encourage people to make it to the polls on election day and to cast their vote, because you know, it influences their life. And you know, I personally, I don't know how many commissions and boards that we have, but it's probably 25, 30 or more. And there's a lot of opportunity for people to get involved and make a difference in their city.
Sure.
And I would really like to encourage them to do that.
You know, one of the last things that you've done as in your final months at council, you had the discussion about what was going to go on with the development over on the west side of Bryan as to whether or not you were going to have manufactured housing over there. And I think you had some pretty strong feelings as to what needed to happen over there. I see West Bryan, Chuck Condren and I talked about this yesterday. I see West Bryan is a really rare opportunity. This is pretty much vacant land. You can do a lot of things there, and how you develop it at this point, these first decisions are pretty crucial. So kind of give us your thought, walk through that a little bit, what your determination was as to what you think should be going on over in West Bryan now and in the time to come.
Okay. It's a large area, which we know, and you know, West Bryan has a lot of different type of communities, different type of settings over there. But the one thing I think we should always have an open mind on, Scott, is that things change. And I learned this the hard way when I was in Florida for a while. I saw mobile home communities, and at that time they were just starting to call them manufactured homes.
Okay.
But I saw those communities look like homes, look like luxury apartment, luxury condo developments.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the mobile home or the manufactured home doesn't have to be a low income, a cheap living environment. There can be very nice developments with those type units. Being on the council, I would want to make sure that I knew the developer, knew what kind of product he was making, and we can go in there and we can make things look nice. It could be a very nice living environment in a manufactured home.
Yep. And with that in mind, I think that, as you said, because it's a large area, there are a whole lot of things that can go on there. You know, there's a lot of time that it takes in city council, and people may just see you at the council meetings, but I know that preparation for that is very time consuming, and it takes a staff that can back you up and give you the information that you need to prepare you for council. I know that the staff at Bryan's important to you.
Absolutely, and I think we have one of the best. Maybe every city council believes that, but I'm convinced that we have one of the best city staff in the state of Texas, and maybe nationally. I don't know, but they play a very important role in what I do, what the council does, because the information that we get is volumes of information every week. And if it, you know, we can't seek that out ourselves. And if staffs keep supplying us that information, I've told Mary Lynn before, I don't think I can read that fast. But it is very important, the job they do. And I want to say right now that they do an excellent job, too.
Well, and the other thing is, you're not leaving town. You know, you're going to be here, but I think that you had, and I want to give you an opportunity again to mention this, because I think we talked a couple of months ago, that there is a place for former council members and former leaders in the city to get together, and that's something that's important to you.
There is, yes. In fact, in this last year, and I have to admit this, that I did not succeed as well as I'd hoped, but one of the things I wanted to do is to meet with city leaders from years ago, city leaders who were members of families who were the founders of this area, and encourage them to, I didn't figure they would want to run for office, but at least meet together, have small meeting groups where they discuss what goes on in the city and not just ignore it, because it's very important for the past leaders to observe what's going on now and to make their voice heard.
Well, I'm hoping that's going to happen at the Chamber Banquet this week. Roy Sickman made note of the fact that Rich White, who's the outgoing president, was the one who spearheaded the idea of having a Founders Day meeting, mm-hmm. And it was a great get-together, so that the very group that you're talking about, and maybe over time it can expand to be that, so that those individuals who did have an influential position but have stepped back now and are taking time for themselves can occasionally get together and talk about that, because Bryan's the older of the two cities. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous history. You know, College Station is fortunate because they have people who are older than the city still alive, and that's great, but Bryan has a longer history, and what we can maintain historically and what we can preserve historically is important even as we try to modernize, I think.
Absolutely, Scott. I'm 100% behind that, and that is one thing I want to continue to work at, is meeting with the leaders, I don't want to say of the past, because I'm already hearing that about myself. I won't say who said it, but one of the members of council said, "Yeah, you know, you're here when you get off of council. You know, City of Bryan's going to be a neat place to live out the rest of your years."
It's like they're going to take your voice away, huh? You won't be able to talk or write anything. As always, I say to everyone who is here at Council, and you most definitely, you brought in knowledge and experience from outside Bryan College Station, which is great to have. You put in a tremendous amount of time, both during the meetings and afterwards, and I really appreciate the service that you had in the City of Bryan. Thank you for doing that for us.
Well, thank you, Scott.
That's Art Hughes, outgoing member of the Bryan City Council. That's